Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Dr. Bill, you know, we're doing all this talk about going all these places, but, you know, right here in Georgia, we have some great state parks.
We have some incredible state parks, great vacation, and again, they're in a lot of different locations, from the beach to the mountains to areas that have canyons. They're just incredible.
Well, you know, I agree with you, so you can really pick and choose what you want to do. And, of course, I always like to bring on Kim Hatcher, who's with the Georgia State Parks. She really knows a lot about the parks and what's going on and what else taking place. So I would love to bring on, because she's the public affairs coordinator, and she can tell us exactly which parks we need to look at for spring, because everything's blooming already. I want to get out there and be part of it.
This is the time to do it, and the thing I like about Georgia State Parks is they have a location and a venue to fit any budget.
Is that right, Kim? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, actually, that is true. You know, the Georgia State Parks are good for just if you have a day to get away, if you have a weekend to get away. But we see a lot of people who actually spend their spring break or their summer vacation in the state parks as well.
Well, absolutely. And I know you and your husband like that because you enjoy hiking, paddling, camping, all of those things that you can do at the state parks. But now this is a big anniversary year, isn't it?
It is. 2016 is actually the 85th anniversary of Georgia's state park system. The system started with just two state parks, which was Indian Springs and Vogel, which actually are thought to be among the oldest state parks in the nation.
Oh, but really?
Since then we've grown. We've got more than 60 state parks and state historic sites that are operated by the Department of Natural Resources.
And what makes it so nice is that these parks actually belong to the Georgians, right?
They do. They belong to us. These are our state parks, and that's why I'm always encouraging people to get out there and enjoy these places that they're theirs. You know, they have ownership of them.
Are there any special celebrations that will be going on this year for the 85th anniversary?
There are. We have decided to ask our park rangers to identify their favorite hidden gems. So we have this hidden gem series where they are telling their favorite spots that maybe the typical guest doesn't see while they're there. So at Don Carter State Park, which is on Lake Lanier, of course, everybody sees the lake and you see the beautiful nature there, but they're also known for having nice flowers. They have lady slippers, usually they're growing there in the spring, and so that's one of the hidden gems that the park rangers identified there at Don Carter.
So tell me a little bit more about the lady slippers, though. I mean, is it a certain period of time? You said the spring, but do they last over a couple of months, or do we need to kind of book that really quickly to make sure we're there at that particular time?
Well, of course, they never know exactly when they're going to bloom, and they're not really that long-lived, but throughout the spring, you might get lucky to see them. I know that they're having a guided hike on May 21st that people can go ahead and sign up for and put that on their calendar. But one of the nice things about the Hidden Gems series is some of them you could see anytime. For example, Hardman Farm Historic Site, which is actually Georgia's newest state historic site, it has a really cool old hand-cranked phone that was used by a former governor who lived at this farmhouse. And so you can see that anytime you take a tour. If you've ever been driving in the Sauteen-Nacoochee area up in the mountains and you've seen that Indian mound with the gazebo on top and the black and white cows in the field, that's actually at Hardman Farm State Historic Site. A lot of people don't realize that there's a farmhouse there that you can actually tour.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Are there any other hidden gems? This is really exciting. I like the Hidden Gem series.
Well, it's so nice because, you know, with more than 60 sites, they all identify different things. And there's such a wide range of topics. Richard Russell State Park, which is in Elberton, it has a disc golf course. So I don't know if you're familiar with disc golf. It's sort of like throwing frisbees into baskets. Well, what people don't realize while they're playing this game is they're actually walking around old homesteads. And so the park rangers at Richard Russell State Park are going to lead hikes where people can actually see some of these old homesteads that otherwise they wouldn't even notice.
But now I heard, Kim, that for dog lovers like me, that you guys may have something coming up as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. We have a new dog walking club called Tales on Trails that will be coming this summer. And it's a quest to hike at specific parks that have dog-friendly trails. you actually get a membership card and get it punched after completing each one of these hikes. And at the end, you mail it in, and we will send a T-shirt for the owner and a bandana for your dog. So it's a great way for your dog to get some exercise and get out and you know explore nature too.
And will that be posted online? Because I definitely want to keep up with that. I'm always looking for somewhere to take the dogs.
Yeah, we actually have a great website. It's georgiastateparks.org. There's a full event calendar there. There's a map of Georgia where you can find parks near you. And so we'll, of course, be promoting Tales on Trails this summer when it opens. We'll have all of those events listed. And if you don't want to wait until summer, we actually have some other clubs within the state park system, like the Canyon Climbers Club. It challenges people to hike four specific parks, and some of them are in your area. Tallulah Gorge and Amicalola Falls are two of them. So it's kind of people who love a goal, people who like a quest, kind of enjoy the clubs because it gives them somewhere specific to go explore.
And it sounds like you may do it with like-minded people or like-hearted people, people who like the same thing as you do.
Yeah, that's true. That's the beauty of it. You can go on your own. You can go with your friends or your family. And then in many cases, we have park rangers that lead guided hikes. Tallulah Gorge is a really good example. That they have several hikes you can take throughout the year.
And also, too, with spring break coming up, it may be, I don't know, people may have already made their plans for spring break. But spring break, but certainly summer, and now's the time to start really planning for summer getaways to some of the state parks.
Yeah. The nice thing about us for vacations is that we're close to home and we're affordable and there's so much to do once you're there. And, of course, we have camping. We have dozens of campgrounds with hot showers, you know, nice, comfortable campgrounds. But people might not also know that we rent cabins. In fact, we have several renovated cabins that you can rent, like at Vogel State Park or Fort Mountain State Park. We also have yurts, which I like to call glamping. So it's kind of like glamour camping. Are you familiar with yurts? Have you ever seen a yurt?
I've seen the ones on your website, but I have not actually been to one. So can you describe it a little bit more?
Yeah, it's this permanent structure. So there's a floor, and the walls are canvas, and inside is furniture and futons and bunk beds. And then outside is a picnic table and a fire ring and a grill. So it's kind of like a combination between a cabin and a tent. And you walk to a bathhouse with hot showers, so they're very comfortable. It's not like you're going without a shower for the whole weekend. They're affordable. We have a yurt village at Tugalo State Park, which is in northeast Georgia. We've got them at Cloudland Canyon, at Sweetwater Creek State Park, which is just west of Atlanta, actually kind of near Six Flags. So if you want to stay for the whole summer, that would be a good thing to do with your kids. So there's really several different ways you can spend the night in the parks. Several different budget points to stay,
yeah.
And then, of course, enjoy everything there is to do.
Thank you. We've come down to the end of this segment, so quickly give us the website again, and if there's a phone number or something like that, can you give that to us quickly?
Sure, georgiastateparks.org, and if you call us at 1-800-864-PARK, which is 7275, we can mail you a free brochure on all the state parks and state historic sites.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. This is the 85th anniversary, so we need to support the Georgia State Parks and get out there and go camping. I can do all of these wonderful things. Thanks again, Kim. Glad to have you on the show again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, you guys sit tight. We'll be back in just a few minutes for some more travel information. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, M550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. Back in a minute.
Georgia, Georgia. The whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia, Georgia, a song.